I love coming to the Philadelphia congregation.
今日好高兴喺你嚟到你哋当中。其实咧，我系非常愿意同埋好高兴咧喺你哋当中嘅。
I'm so thrilled with how our church is going together, and Carsten and Grace and the team here. It's wonderful.
咁咧，我睇到而家喺阿胡牧师嘅领导之下咧，整个教会嘅发展咧，我感觉到非常非常嘅高兴啊！
We continue our series, our preaching series this morning on the letter of 1 Peter, and we're in 1 Peter chapter 4.
今日咧，我哋继续嚟到我哋一连串嘅讲道系列，就系集中喺彼得前书第四章。
It teaches us the meaning of suffering.
今日咧嘅教导就话，我哋究竟面对苦难系咩意思咧
？Christians around the world today are suffering persecution.
咁其实今日喺世界各地好多基督徒佢哋都面对呢个嘅迫害
㗎。I don't know if you feel it personally.
我唔知你自己有冇实际上去感受得到。
But there are Christians today who die for their faith.
但係实际嚟睇呢今日仍然仲係有基督徒为咗佢哋嘅信仰而丧生
㗎。Let me tell you the story ofOne of the great Anglican, one of the great Anglican heroes who died for his faith.
今日咧，我想同大家分享一个系关于圣公会一个好伟大嘅为咗殉道嘅一个好伟大嘅人物。
His name is Hugh Latimer.
咁佢嘅名称咧，佢个名咧叫做Latimer， 中文咧佢叫拉德姆。
Hugh Latimer was the champion preacher of Tudor England, the champion of preaching.
咁其实咧，佢系喺咩时代咧？就系英国嘅我哋叫多铎王朝之下嘅一个非常出色，甚至可以话咧一个系冠军嘅讲道家。
A man of humble beginnings.
佢出身咧系比较卑微。
Son of a farmer.
佢系一个农夫嘅儿子。
He was born around 1490.
佢大概系1492年出世
，in Leicestershire, England，
喺英国嘅列斯特郡。
He studied at Cambridge University when Erasmus was there and was ordained a priest in the church。
咁佢咧喺剑桥大学接受教育，喺当时咧另外有一个好出色嘅神学家Erasmus 啊，呢个神学家亦都喺剑桥噶。咁喺同时咧，佢亦都系受封咧成为牧师。
Until 1524, he supported the Pope and was hostile to a reform which was going on all around Europe.
一直到1542年咧，佢嘅态度都系佢好支持呢个教皇，同埋咧佢亦都好敌视咧各种喺宗教上边嗰个嘅更新。
But later that year, everything changed.
但系自从嗰年之后咧，一切都改变咗。
In a conversation with his friend Thomas Bilney.
咁佢原来咧系同佢一个朋友一直话之后咧，呢、这个朋友叫做 Thomas Bilney 啊。
His friend Bilney came to him and said this. Bilney came to me in my study and desired me, for God's sake, to hear his confession。
咁咧，原来佢个朋友同佢讲咗一段说话之后咧，佢整个人都改变咗。佢朋友咧有一日系去到佢书房嗰度同佢讲咗以下嘅嘅说话，就话咧，我好希望你能够听一听我对自己嗰个宗教立场系点样睇法。
I did so, and to say the truth, by his confession, I learned more than a four in many years。
咁咧，我接受咗佢同我嘅讲话，咁咧而咧老实讲，我咧就系可以话咧，听咗佢一直话之后啊，我整个嘅态度，我嘅人咧跟住落嚟。同埋我以前所學嘅係幾咁不足，我所聽到嘅咧學到好多。
So from that time on, I began to smell the word of God and forsook the school doctors and such fooleries。
咁自從嗰個之後咧，我咧就係感覺到實際上神嘅話語係咩嘢，而且咧我係拋棄咗我自己以前一切嘅嗰個謬誤嘅立場。
And so he became a great reformer to bring the Bible to the people and to change.What was happening in the churches, the bad things that had been happening.
咁咧，自从呢个之后咧，佢就将呢一个嘅圣经里边嘅教导系带俾呢个人喺呢个嘅信仰上边咧进行咗一连串嘅改革。咁咧，而且咧，亦都 带俾佢生命里边有好多嘅不如意嘅事。
So his life and ministry ebbed and flowed along with the rest of the English Reformation, within the turmoil of Tudor England under King Henry VIII, you know, with all the wives, yeah, and then Edward, and then Mary, who wanted to kill all the Anglican Christians.
咁自从呢一个开始之后咧，可以话佢整个人嘅生命同埋佢嗰个嘅传道嘅生命咧，都系陷于低潮嘅。而咧佢自己亦都系卷入咗喺当时英国一连串嗰个嘅宗教上面嘅改革，而呢个时期咧，正正系多铎王朝执政嘅，譬如亨利八世啊、爱德华啊，同埋玛丽皇后啊等等。
He is well known for his martyrdom, along with Cranmer and Ridley. They were the three Oxford martyrs.
咁佢同另外有两位喺牛津大学同时期嘅人物咧，都成为咗咧好出名嘅殉道者。是有名的三个牛津派的殉道者。
He stayed faithful to the end and was burnt at the stake.
他是 最后他都是受到这个的迫害。
When he said this to his friend,
当他是跟他的朋友说了以下这段的说话。
Play the man, Master Ridley.
他就跟他的朋友Bilney 说，他说我们要站起来挺身来做一个男子汉。
We shall this day light such a candle by God's grace in England as I trust shall never be put out.
我们因为神的缘故，神的恩典，我们要在英国燃点起这个的烛光，而我相信藉着神的恩典，这个的烛光是不会熄灭的。
The point is, Christianity has always been shaped in the fire.
咁嗰个实际我哋睇到咧，其实基督教一直以嚟都处于喺一个火炼嘅阶段啊，同埋咧可以话系水深火热嘅。
Should Christians be surprised when they feel the heat？
所以如果基督徒遇到呢一个如火一般嘅试炼，我哋系唔系会要感觉到惊奇或者系惊惶失措咧
？When they face fiery trials。
所以当我哋遇到呢个正如圣经所讲嘅如火炼一般嘅试炼嘅时候。
Peter says no.
我们应该是怎样面对呢？我们是不是要很惊奇呢？彼得在这里说，他说不需要。
He wants us to know how to handle suffering when it comes.
他在这里要教导我们，就是说当我们遇到这个苦难的时候，我们应该怎样去处理。
And the key to handling suffering when it comes in your life is to not be surprised.
而这个的关键就是说当这个的苦难临到我们的时候，我们不要感觉到惊惶失措，或者我们不可以感觉到奇怪。
Don't be astonished, don't be surprised. That's a command from Peter.
这个是彼得给我们一个的命令，就是说当我们遇到苦难的时候，我们不要惊怕，我们不要感觉到惊惶失措。
So you have a look with me at 1 Peter chapter 4 from verse 12.
咁喺呢度咧，我哋睇一睇彼得前书第四章，我第十二节嗰度开始。
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests.On you.
这里圣经是这么说的，他说亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，这个似乎呢遭遇非常的事，我们倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候亦都可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，就是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
How are you going to handle suffering when it comes?
咁如果你面对喺你嘅生命里边，你遇到苦难嘅时候，你点样去处理呢
？The greatness and distinctiveness of Christian life is not that you escape troubles, but that you have something within you that uses those troubles to turn you into something great.
咁基督徒嘅生命嗰个可贵之处，同埋咧嗰个嘅有一个嘅特点咧，就系话。当你面对苦难的时候，你不是要去逃避，而是呢你要将这个苦难变为一种的喜乐，同埋你要去使用它。
Peter is reminding Christians, particularly these ones here, facing imminent death for Christ's sake, that it is not unexpected to suffer.
咁彼得咧喺呢度系讲到我哋面对苦难，特别系讲到话我哋咧系会面对随时嘅会有生命嘅危险，但系咧我哋唔系要逃避佢。
If indeed we understand why suffering comes, we'll not only accept it, but we will rejoice in it.
咁我哋当然系要明白点解会有苦难咧？如果佢嚟到我哋嘅时候，我哋要将呢个苦难变成一种嘅喜乐。
And Peter shows us the meaning of suffering here, in two ways.
彼得系藉住两个方法系话俾我哋听呢个嘅受苦究竟系一点样嘅一回事。
One is Christ's suffering for us, and secondly, in purifying us.
第一样嘢就系话，原来基督耶稣系曾经为我哋系受过苦难。第二就话呢个苦难系可以将我哋洁净。
Firstly, then, our suffering for Christ finds its significance in Christ's suffering for us.
原来我哋睇到呢个嘅苦难嗰、那个嘅重要性就系话，主耶稣基督曾经系为我哋系受过苦难，所以我哋亦都要系为佢嚟到受苦。
We share in suffering for him now, as one day we will share in glory with him.
今日我哋同佢一起嚟到分享呢个苦难，喺圣经里面话俾我哋听，将来我哋一样要同佢分享呢个嘅荣耀。
The reality of suffering now is a pledge, if you like, of the reality of suffering of belonging to Christ. It's like a badge.
咁其实我哋话我哋系属于神嘅话咧，我哋实际上已经系许下一个诺言，就话我哋要同等嘅去接受呢个苦难。
That in itself brings joy.To the heart.
如果我哋咁做嘅时候，我哋嘅内心就会感觉到欢欣快乐。
It strengthens hope.
呢个系会加强咗我哋嘅盼望。
If like Christ we suffer according to God's will, we know that like Christ we shall enter the glory of the Father.
如果我哋系好似耶稣基督一样，系接受神嘅旨意，我哋去愿意接受呢个嘅苦难嘅话，我哋就系亦都同耶稣基督一样，我哋系会。一齐系进入到父嘅家里边。
The pattern of Christ's life is the pattern of those who follow Christ.
咁所以我哋睇到耶稣基督嗰个生活嘅方式，就系佢一班嘅信徒嗰个生活嘅方式。我哋要学像主耶稣一样。
This has always been true for Christians. From the earliest centuries, the church has treasured accounts of the joy with which martyrs had endured suffering.
咁我哋正话所讲嘅，其实喺历代以嚟都系一样嘅。咁我哋如果睇翻喺早期教会，佢哋都有好多嘅记录系关于咧啲基督徒佢哋点样系受苦殉道，而呢啲嘅记录咧，俾我哋睇到佢哋系一种嘅喜乐嚟噶。
Let me tell you one more story from church history.
咁我喺呢度咧，想同大家再分享多一个呢个基督教会嘅历史。
The letter from the Church of Smyrna in the 2nd century describes the martyrdom of Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna.
咁咧喺呢度咧，我哋睇到咧喺第二世纪嘅时候咧，喺呢个士美拿有一个嘅教会，喺士美拿嘅教会咧有一个嘅主教，佢个名叫做 Polycarp.
After the old man had been arrested and brought to the arena, the proconsul urged him to offer incense to Caesar.
咁咧，呢個 Polycarp 咧，佢當時係為咗佢嘅信仰咧係被捕噶。咁當佢被帶到去呢個嘅眾人嘅面前嘅時候咧，呢個嘅地方嘅總督咧就同佢講，佢話你向凱撒嚟到燒香。
Take the oath。
如果你係
，said the proconsul, take the oath。
咁咧，佢話你宣誓。
And I shall release you. Curse Christ。
佢話如果你係咒罵咒造神咧，咒造基督咧，我就立刻釋放你。
Polycarp was an old man, and he replied.
咁当时 Polycarp 呢个人咧，佢已经系一个年纪好老迈嘅人，佢系咁样讲。
86 years I have served him.
佢话我已经系服侍咗基督86年啦。
And he never did me wrong.
喺呢个86年里边，佢从未做过一件对我唔好嘅事。
How can I blaspheme my king who saved me?
我怎样能够在你的面前是来到辱骂他，是使到他的名受损呢？他是我的王。
Tied to the stake, Polycarp prayed to be received by the Lord as a rich and acceptable sacrifice.
那他是被绑带到去准备受死的时候呢， 佢咧就自己喺度嘅暗暗嘅祷告，希望佢成为一个神所接纳嘅一个嘅祭物。
What we learn is that Christians who suffer for Jesus are filled with hope.
所以我哋喺呢个嘅故事里边睇到就话，嗰啲面对苦难嘅基督徒，实际上我哋系充满咗盼望嘅。
And it's more than a future hope; it's actually a present possession now.
其实唔系单单一个我哋将来嘅盼望，实际上我哋而家已经拥有嘅。
In the Holy Spirit,
藉住呢个圣灵。
In the Holy Spirit in you, Christ's glory is already being revealed.
咁我哋藉住圣灵，我哋就系可以睇到原来基督已经系显明咗喺我哋嘅身上。
And this is the second thing we learn.
呢个系我哋第二件事要学嘅。
The second thing is our suffering doesn't destroy us, but it purifies us.
咁我哋就要理解第二件事就系话，我哋面对苦难唔会令到我哋系毁灭，而系咧令到我哋得到洁净。
I don't know what suffering you've experienced in your life.
我唔知道你曾经喺生命里边遇到咩苦难。
Perhaps some of you are going through difficult times now.
或者我哋现在有人正在系面对紧一种嘅苦难。
All of us will one day.
其实我哋每一个人有一日我哋都会面临呢啲。
If you want to know how to handle suffering, you need to understand what trials are, and then you're already halfway home.
咁其实如果我哋要真正明白咩叫苦难嘅时候，我哋就要明白乜嘢系试炼。如果我哋明白理解嘅时候咧，我哋已经好相当接近神啦。
What are they？
咁究竟系乜嘢咧
？Fire，
火。
The fiery ordeal which comes upon you，
就系话呢个嘅火嚟到淋到你。
That's this word here in verse 12.Do not be surprised at the fiery trial, the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange was happening to you. That word painful trial is fiery trial, yeah.
咁喺呢度咧，佢讲到就系话，特别讲到嗰个火咧，就话火炼嘅试炼咧，系要临到你哋，唔好以为奇怪。
It's a purifying fire.
呢个系洁净你嘅火。
It tests you. It proves you. It tests who you really are.
咁呢个嘅火咧，就系去试炼你，究竟你系一个点样嘅基督徒
？What are you made of？
究竟你系被咩所造成嘅
？So think about a refiner's fire。
咁我哋试下谂下一个提炼金属嘅火。
When you put the metal ore into the fire，
如果我哋将嗰啲原本嘅矿摆落去嗰个嘅提炼金属嘅火里边
，You've got pure and impure, worthy and worthless, pure metal and dross all mixed in together at normal temperature。
咁喺一般嘅温度里边，呢、這个嘅原矿咧，就入边乜嘢杂质都有嘅，有好嘅材料，有唔好嘅嘢，完完全全咧系混合喺一齐嘅。
Why the fire？
但点解要用火咧
？The fire creates a separation。
因为如果我哋将火去炼佢嘅时候咧，就可以将呢啲杂质分别嘅拣出嚟。
The pure can handle the fire. The impure。cannot
嗰啲纯正嘅有用嘅
fire separate
就可以咧系胜过呢个火嘅试炼，但系咧嗰啲嘅杂质咧就唔可以啦。
So what's the application for us today？
呢个咧可以话系我哋今日应该听咗之后点样应用喺我哋嘅生命里边。
If you're a Christian here this morning，
今日如果你自己问一问我话，我系一个基督徒。
The fire of God's judgment that we endure now is not the fire of wrath that will consume the unbelieving.
我哋就要清楚嘅去理解，就话神嗰个嘅火嚟到试炼嘅火，并唔系咧系对嗰啲邪恶嘅人嗰种嘅火，佢唔系一个嘅系佢嘅愤怒嘅火，对我哋嚟讲系一个好嘅。
It's verse
17. 第十七节。
For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
呢度所讲嘅，佢话因为时候到了，审判要从神嘅家起手。如果系先从我哋开始咧，嗰啲不顺从神福音嘅人咧，将有何等嘅结局咧
？God is actually beginning His purifying work in us now.
其实神现在已经开始在这里洁净着我们。
And Peter writes this to give us great hope.
彼得在这里写出来就给我们能够得到一个很大的盼望。
He looks forward to Jesus, God appearing in Jesus to bring this refining process to purify his people, to make their offerings acceptable to him.
彼得在这里是想藉着这个耶稣基督告诉我们，我们在基督里面我们就可以得到这个火的洁净，以致到我们能够成为神所接纳的一个祭物。
And the fire that purifies the people of God will destroy those who don't trust him.
那个火能够毁灭那些是不相信神的人。
And what does that mean for us spiritually?
今天在这个属灵上面对我们有什么意义呢？
He's talking about your faith.
这里实际上是讲到我们的信心。
See, what, spiritually, what a trial or a trouble shows you is what you are trusting in.
其实如果从这个属灵的角度来看，就是说我们看到那个火试炼的，就是说究竟我们将自己交托给谁。
Three things we see.
我们看到三样东西。
Firstly, troubles and trials are all about trust.
其实我们看到这个苦难啊、试炼啊等等，完完全全是关于信靠。
You and I all have divided hearts, but you don't know until you go through the fire.
实际上我们每一个人心里面都有无数个不同的可以说是分开了，有很多很多的东西。我们如果不接受这个火的试炼的时候，我们就不知道究竟我们有什么东西在里面。
You have no idea what your sins are really unless you go through the fire.
我们除非能够接受这个火的洁净，如果不是我们真的不知道我们心里面有多少的罪恶。
You cannot learn to grow into deep trust in God without troubles.
如果我们没有面对过苦难，我们就不知道怎样深深地将自己交托给神。
Second thing,
第二样东
西， It shows you the inadequacy of what you're already trusting in.
这个也都给我们看到，就是说我们现在所信靠的东西究竟是不是我们所有一切我们完全理解呢？这个是很不足的。
The fact is, many things, a lot of things,that you are trusting in rather than God.
咁实际上而家大家諗一諗，就话我哋所信靠嘅嘢除咗神之外，我哋仲有好多嘢呢我哋係信靠嘅。
Your security or your friends or your family, you're trusting in these things rather than trusting in God.
咁我哋好多时候呢，我哋係信靠啲咩？我哋嘅朋友啦，我哋係咪有安全感啦，我哋嘅家庭啦，而呢我哋唔係完完全全呢係信靠神。
You have no idea how much of your allegiance is in them until they are threatened.
咁如果我哋唔係受到威胁嘅时候，我哋真係唔知道原来我哋所交托信靠嘅嘢呢係有几多。
In the fire, you see the inadequacy of your false trusts.
咁所以藉住呢个火嘅试炼呢，我哋就睇到我哋嗰个唔真实嗰个信靠係几咁不足。
Third thing it does is it teaches you to really trust in God.
第三件事就是要教导我们要真真正正的是将自己完全的信靠交托给神。
Teaches you to ask, am I just a Christian for what I get out of it?
咁好多
friends and forgiveness and family and, you know, 飲茶。
咁呢我哋其实作为一个基督徒，我哋系咪只系话睇到我究竟可以喺中间我成为一个基督徒我能够得到啲咩嘢呢？系咪喺嚟到呢度我有好多嘅朋友家庭一切好好同埋呢成日去飲茶等等。
Am I just a Christian for what I get out of it or because I am serving God?
我系咪一个只系嚟到做一个基督徒只系想得着一啲嘢，但是我们要知道就是说我们实际上是要将我们要服侍神。
When it really costs you to follow Jesus.
如果你跟随主耶稣是要付出代价的时候。
See, when the fire comes, you've got a choice.
所以如果这个火的试炼来到的时候你是有选择的。
And God says to you and me, when we face difficulties, you need to take the road.
咁神係话俾我哋听，佢话如果我哋係面对到苦难嘅时候，我哋要自己去走呢条嘅路。
And the only way to grow The only way not to be incinerated by the fire is to take the road that says Jesus only.
咁如果我哋係唔願意俾呢個火去毀滅嘅話呢，我哋就要選擇嗰條路指向單靠耶穌基督呢條路。
You know, this is actually a worship decision that you and I face every day for Jesus.
呢個我哋可以話呢，就係為住耶穌基督嘅緣故，每一個信徒每日所面對嘅一個嘅抉擇嚟嘅。
Whenever you choose between God and comfort,
如果你是要选择，就话我是要这个嘅日落啊，定系基督呢
？God and pleasure，
究竟我是要选择神啊，定系呢个嘅快乐呢
？God and money，
我哋要选择神啊，定系金钱呢
？You're in the fire，
你其实就是一个嘅火嘅试炼里边。
The only way you can see faith is in the fire。
唯一一个的方法你能够看到你自己的信心有多少，就是说你自己亲身的在这个火里面受了试炼，受紧试炼。
So the Apostle Peter here is calling us to obedience.
所以彼得在这里，使徒彼得在这里教导我们要信服。
Verse 19，
第十九节。
So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator.And continue to do good.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交予那个信实的造化之主。
It's very easy to disobey.
如果我们说我想不顺从，其实是很容易做到的。
When you're suffering.
但当你遇到苦难的时候。
To stop praying.
你停止去祷告。
Stop coming to church.
唔再嚟教会啦。
To stop serving others.
唔再服侍别人啦。
To turn your back on God.
你系完全嘅系离弃神。
And get into escape sins.
咁咧，你就会系去到呢个嘅罪里边。
The great Charles Spurgeon once said that an ounce of sin will hurt you.Far more than 10 million tons of suffering.
咁咧有一个嘅好出名嘅叫 Spurgeon 嘅呢位人士咧，佢就话一安士嘅罪咧系能够毁灭你嗰个嘅程度咧，系比一
10 million
比一千万啊一千万吨嘅苦难咧系更加犀利嘅。即是说一安士的罪能够毁灭你那个程度是比一千万吨的苦难是更大。
Suffering, the point is suffering met obediently just makes you greater.
所以呢，如果我们是遇到苦难的时候，我们是信靠信服神呢，是能够试炼到你，使你呢成为更加完美美好。
But sin hardens you, embitters you, makes you more selfish.
但是罪恶呢是令到你的心越来越硬，令到你更加的感觉到悲伤，同埋呢使到你呢是更加感觉到呢是要离开神的。
What do I need to do? What do you need to do?
那我们究竟要做些什么呢？
He says, commit.
他说我们要交托。
Verse 19.
第十九节，
Those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator.
呢度咧所讲就话，如果嗰啲照住神旨意受苦嘅人咧，系要将自己嘅灵魂交予嗰个信实嘅造化之主，即系交托俾呢个信实嘅神。
That word commit or entrust yourself to a faithful Creator, the word there means to make a deposit.
咁呢度咧所谓要交托俾神咧。那个意思呢有一些相似呢，好像我们是存款一样。
Is it a good translation?
Yeah,
good.
I hope so.
No, of that word, not yours. It's a good translation. yeah, good. You see, they didn't have our banking system.
在当时呢，他们没有好像我们今天的这个银行的体系。
Someone going on a journey had to deposit funds with their neighbors.While they were gone.
咁有啲人如果佢要远行嘅时候咧，佢系点样将自己嘅金钱咧系摆好咧？摆俾佢嘅朋友或者邻居。
It's like I was away last week and I had to deposit my dog Coco with Carson.
就好似上個禮拜呢，我要喺呢個 Long Weekend 去旅行嘅話呢，咁我就要將我嗰隻狗呢嘅 Coco 呢交俾阿 Carson 阿牧師呢去代為管理。
Of course, you see, you have to be very careful with the person you trust with something so precious.
所以如果你將一啲寶貴嘅嘢交俾個人嘅時候，你係要信得過佢，你要相信佢。
Why can you trust God with your life?
为什么我们不可以将我们的生命交托给神呢？
Here's why.
这里呢，个原因呢，可以是告诉你们。
Of all the religions in the world, no one's got what we've got.
在世界上的各种的宗教，我们可以大胆地说一句，就是我们所拥有的一样东西是他们所没有的。
Christianity is the only religion where you've got a God who suffers.
基督教是唯一一个宗教里面所讲的神呢，是受过苦难的神。
Jesus Christ suffered rejection.
耶稣基督在世间的时候是受到排斥。
Loneliness.
孤单。
He suffered physically more than we can ever understand.
他那个肉身所受的痛苦是比我们呢很难想象得到的。
He suffered spiritually. He was cut off from God in ways that none of us have experienced.
他是在这个的属灵上面是受到很大的苦难，因为他是神与神是隔绝了，我们是从未有过这样的经验。
Here is a God, when you go to him and you say, I am suffering, he's the only God who says, I know what you mean.
这个就是那位的神，当我们带着我们的苦难去到他面前的时候，告诉他，说我们现在是受着很大的痛苦，他会告诉我们，我完全了解你的痛苦，因为我是受过。
So finally, who are you going to trust when you're suffering?
最后就是说，当你遇到苦难的时候，你要将自己交托给谁呢？
When you face death,
当你面对死亡。
You see, God's grace appears in entrusting the gospel to us. How much more can we entrust ourselves?Commit our lives, our souls, our everything to the faithful keeping of our Creator.
咁我哋可以睇到神係已经好清楚、好明显嘅将我哋所以应该要有嘅係藉住呢个嘅圣经係话咗俾我哋听。咁而我哋仲要等待几多少，然后我哋先至能够去接受将自己完完全全嘅係交托俾佢呢？
Peter reminds us that the Lord in whom we trust is the architect of all things, accomplishing his great design.
咁呢个喺彼得呢度话俾我哋听，佢亦都曾经话过俾我哋听，我哋所信靠嘅呢个嘅神系呢个伟大嘅造物主，佢系设计呢个嘅宇宙万物嘅神。
He feeds the birds. He numbers the hairs on our heads.
佢系喂养呢个麻雀，佢亦都系数算过我哋嘅头发，每一根有几多，每一个头有几多个根嘅头发。
Yeah, doesn't take long on my head.
阿 Mac 嘅话，佢个头咧就好易数嘅啫。
He watches over us who commit ourselves to his care.
咁咧，佢系一路嘅看顾住我哋嘅，佢系一路嘅嚟到将我哋系摆喺佢嘅荫庇之下嘅。
And it's an active commitment.
呢个可以话系一个好主动嘅一个嘅。
See how he finishes. Commit out then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
咁呢度所讲嘅喺呢度咧，将要结束嘅所讲嘅就话，我哋要将自己嘅灵魂交俾嗰位信实嘅造化之主，而咧我哋系要一心为善，要做好嘅事。
Commit yourself to doing good.
就话我哋要将自己交托俾神，我哋要一心为善。
Wherever God has put you,
无论神摆你喺一个咩嘅位置
，in your family, friends, in your work,
喺你嘅工作嘅地方，或者喺你嘅朋友之间，或者喺你嘅家庭里边
，and opposition and suffering will open new doors to opportunity to show the love of Christ.
无论我哋遇到有咩嘅对抗，或者遇到咩嘅苦难，其实呢个咧都系。打开了一道的门，一道新的门，给我们有机会去更加去了解和清楚我们应该要信靠哪个的神。
And keep praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who suffer for the gospel.
我们要为到在世界各地 为罪这个信仰而受苦的弟兄姊妹来到祈祷。
阿们。
阿们。
Thank you.